BBC. Holby City, starring Jimmy Akinbola as Malik, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, Tina Hobley as Chrissy, and Bob Barrett as Sasha. Previously.
Look, I'm not trying to pry or upset anybody here. In fact, I don't give a damn about your relationship. I just need to know if Luke is planning on coming back, because if he's not, my life is going to be hell.
Call HR. Took the executive decision to close the non-electives.
You did what?
We don't send patients up to Keller anymore. Non-referral pilot scheme.
Since when?
About a week.
So everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet, are they?
Like one big happy choir.
Crime and Misdemeanors by Steph Lloyd-Jones. Malik pushes open a set of double doors and strides confidently through the Keller Ward corridor and into the scrub room. He cleans and dries his hands, puts on his scrubs and surgical gloves, then addresses his team.
Miss Campbell's been delayed, so we'll be starting without her.
Two porters rush a patient on a trolley into the AAU, but Eddie blocks them.
Whoa, stop! Okay, please, just leave them there.
This is ridiculous.
My phone.
I can't believe Michael's agreed to this and then taken time off.
It's just because we're short-staffed, okay?
Are you dealing with Luke's absence?
What is that supposed to mean?
Are you trying to find a replacement? A local?
Yeah, I have. Okay, I am. I'll chase HR about it.
Sasha sees that Eddie's stressed.
She's just a bit set in her ways, that's all.
Yeah, well, not all change is bad, you know, Sasha.
Got to accept there will be some grumbles.
They're just teething problems, that's all.
Hello. Mm-hmm. You've had a tough time with it lately. Ups the pressure.
I'm not having a tough time.
It's all right if you are.
This isn't about me, Sasha. It's about our chance to prove ourselves as a ward, prove that we are not just a stopgap between the ED and Keller.
Yes, okay. But we're a team, okay? We blaze the trail, they'll get behind us.
Thank you. We'll show them, okay, because we can absolutely do this.
Absolutely, yes.
Apologies, all that last one turned out to be more complicated than I thought. Oh, party started without me, did it?
You don't want to keep the guests waiting.
Lovely bit of bowel dissection. And almost finished, too. You know, you don't have to oversee my elective solo every week. I can get through a day's list, just about.
What are teammates for? You get caught up? I help out.
You cover my back, I'll cover yours sort of thing.
Not a problem, is it?
Not at all. Like having my very own partner in crime.
Yes, I did. I put in a locum request last week. I understand that, but we are seriously short-staffed down here.
You know where you are, and you know why you're here.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
Just preliminary questions.
No, I mean, who are you?
Oh, I see. Thanks for the lift, guys. Max Snyder. Locum. Replacing Mr. Hemingway. You didn't know I was coming.
No. Sorry, it's been chaos. I'm Eddie McKee, senior nurse. Right, well, that's the intro, isn't it?
Well, I'll just carry on, shall I? What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm the Dacre.
My head. Accident, please.
Oh, no, don't worry, we'll keep it safe here.
Eddie takes the patient's bag.
She collapsed at the library. Disorientated, may have had a fall, problems with speech, possible intoxication. We better order a tox screen as well as all the usual tests.
She doesn't smell of alcohol.
Perhaps she's a ketamine, I think. Most likely concussion, though. I'd like to check her over properly. If you can get me a stethoscope. I'd like to look the part.
Jack smiles when she discovers a gift basket of fruit on her desk.
Oh, sorry. There's no room on mine. They're for Mo.
Better late than never, eh?
Yes?
Mr. Hooker, you wanted to see me?
Yes, just wanted to remind you about the 360. It's just honest feedback on a senior member of staff, a few from the ranks, so to speak.
Miss Naylor, are you aware of this?
Shadow Jack, for the day, collate your thoughts. It's all completely confidential.
Well, that's hardly a fair assessment, is it? Tara's my F1. It's my job to give her a hard time.
And I'm certain HR will take that into account. They'll see it's not actual bullying.
What is all that?
Mo's transplant papers. I've taken over her admin since she's been on leave.
So, hang on. Where is my proposal document amongst all of that carnage?
Remind me again.
My research study on congenital heart operations. I left it on your desk last week.
Ah, yes.
Elliot, you promised you would read it. I have to have your signed approval before I can put it in with Hanson.
Look, it's here somewhere. I've just been very busy.
Oh, but you managed to find the time to sort through Mo's mountain of paperwork. What about my project?
Ah, that reminds me, before I forget, Mo. Girls in admin will have her address, won't they?
Elliot, you will read it, won't you? The deadline's tomorrow.
Yes, of course, yes. I'll read it later, maybe.
Jack looks peeved.
Has Mrs. Bailey been discharged yet?
No, I have to wait for Sasha. I couldn't get hold of them before they went to the theatre.
Oh, can you not just show a bit of support? We are rammed down here. I mean, Chrissy, if we can make this thing work...
Then what? You get promoted?
Can you not just embrace this non-referral initiative?
Eddie, I have embraced more initiatives than I care to mention.
Been here a while, have you?
Yeah, too long, probably. Hi, I'm Chrissy.
Max, new look.
Ah, at last, some help. Well, welcome on board. As you can see, it's all hands on deck. And Mrs. Bailey stays where she is.
I'm sensing some hostility there.
No, she's just annoyed because we're not referring up to Keller.
And that's why it's like a trolley dash around here?
No, it's like that because we're short staffed and can't clear the beds quickly enough.
So why don't they just allow the senior nurses authority to discharge them?
I'll be with you as soon as I can, okay?
Well, there's usually a policy already in place. They just don't always use it. It solves your problems. Shifts patients quicker. It's only a matter of implementing it.
Well, why don't you suggest it to Sasha?
Me? I've been here, what, 5 minutes? She might listen to you, though.
Sasha's a man.
Right. Sasha's a he, Eddie's a she. Still think you should suggest it.
Yeah. If you could, you'd be a lifesaver. Cheers.
I just found this on a pile with an FAO note to Malik.
Yes, it's marked for his attention. I thought he might like the case. Good, meaty experience.
What this needs is an old hand who can stay impartial.
So, what's this case about?
The high security patient. Serena here doesn't want you to have the case.
It needs a delicate touch.
So what are you saying? I'm not up to it? So you are saying I'm not up to it?
Oh, just stay professional and uninvolved.
Rick seems impressed. The high-security patient is wheeled in on a trolley with one wrist handcuffed to the side rail. He coldly eyes up Malik as he passes.
So what's this guy in for, anyhow?
Murder.
In the AAU...
Right, let's take him round the corner for now, I think.
Mr. Sasha, it's just a case of implementing it. Max, this is Sasha Levy, our registrar. Sasha, this is Max Schneider, our new local.
Good.
Well, let's ask Max. Senior nurses discharging patients. For or against?
What's this?
Senior nurses are the brains of the outfit in my book. Let them call the shots.
Except that makes us more liable if anything goes wrong, and I don't really want that.
Yeah, but we can always refer up if you're not sure of a decision. I mean, I think it gives us more flexibility, and personally, I don't think we should shy away from responsibility.
Well, look, let's give it a trial, shall we? Yeah, two units. Me and Chrissy had one. You two had the other.
Great.
Max gives Eddie a wink. A prison officer frisks Malik before letting him in to see the high security patient.
Cheers.
The patient's white, skinny, with a beard and hard face.
Hello, Mr. Bennett. I'm your surgeon, Mr. Malik.
Well, not what I was expecting.
Is that a problem?
Not for me.
He stares at Malik stonily.
Okay. You've been refusing food for some weeks, fluids only, severe abdominal pains, and you've been diagnosed with a gastric ulcer which hasn't responded to conservative treatment. Your pulse is slightly elevated and your BP is slightly down. Get you an ultrasound and a CT scan done. That way it'll give us a better idea of what we're dealing with.
Belling shuts his eyes and turns away. Max is with the head injury patient.
Okay, good. Follow my finger. Eyes only. And lift your left arm up and down. Have you eaten today? Drunk fluids?
Yes. Not death. Bag. Need. Please.
Hi.
screen came back clear. We just went in bloods.
Not as much as a wine gum. And no obvious sign of concussion. Eye and motor responses are fine, but verbal's not so good.
Maybe she's got learning difficulties.
No, I don't think so. It's like she can't speak English, but her accent isn't foreign. Let's give her an MRI, see if it shows up a small brain hemorrhage or encephalopathy.
Hey! Easy, guys. I've already had one class today.
That's all that we need.
You leave him here? In the corridor? Oh, nice one, lads.
Eddie checks the new patient's notes. Belling has moved to another room.
Mr. Belling, I have some results for you. It appears that the prison infirmary had you on omeprazole to help reduce the size of the ulcer. Can you remember how long you were on the treatment for?
Nope.
Belling's watching a female nurse.
It's okay. I'll take it from here.
She looks relieved as she goes.
Well, you do that, don't you like women?
No offence, but I don't want to discuss my personal stuff with you, all right? I'm only here to discuss your treatment options, and there's only one, if I'm honest.
Malik consults Belling's notes.
So, what was your hunger strike about then? Your sentence? An appeal?
No offence, but don't want to discuss my personal stuff with you either.
Fine. So do we have your consent to operate? Do you agree to consume all medicines whilst here?
Tell them I would.
Good. We'll get you prepped for theatre, paper signed, and then we'll get you down in half hour.
Nah, that's not going to happen. Not going anywhere till my visitor arrives.
Your visitor?
It's been organised by my solicitor through all the proper channels, paperwork's all there.
When is your visitor arriving? We're on a time frame, you see. Theatre slots are only available.
Shuffle things any which way you like. I'm not moving till they get here. Understood?
Okay, so bed 4 has gone for an MRI. Bed 6 has been discharged. Bed 5 is just about to be, and lady with sprained ankle is in bed 2.
Nice work.
I'm just doing my job.
I hope it's not all to impress me.
Why? Who are you?
Me? I'm only the locum.
Hello? Anyone? Someone? Is anybody out there?
Yeah. Barry, isn't it?
Yeah. Been here ages.
Barry Davidson, RTA.
Can't I take this thing off yet?
I think you're probably fine, but we'll get your x-ray first, OK? Make sure. Where are we going to put him?
Chrissy, is your man in bed 1 ready to go yet?
No, I've got to do some bloods.
And what for? Is that they now removed? It's just a tetanus and go.
Because he's had 2 accidents in under a month, there might be an underlying problem.
But he is a rookie builder, yeah? They're like toddlers, they're always up to something. Please, look, we are getting backed up again here.
Fine. Bed's all yours.
Thank you. Barry? Bed 1? Yes? Hello? Here to see Elliot Hope.
Take a seat, please.
Elliot scurries away.
You see, Mo asked me to take her on, and, well, I agreed to, but now, with the, appraisals on top, I'm up to my eyes. I can't possibly fit her in.
It's an extremely moving story, Elliot, but why are you telling me?
Well, I was wondering if you could do the op. It's a congenital condition, right up your street.
Just reschedule her.
I can't. I promise Mo.
Oh, I see. But a promise to me can go out the window.
Come on, Jack. This is about comrades covering each other's backs, not personal projects. It concerns a patient.
Mo's patient.
Yes, and now my patient. Our patient. It's like brothers in arms. Well, sisters, you know what I mean. All for one, one for all. And she is a very special lady, Annabelle Casey. You know the actress. She was around in the 70s. She's in that film, the disaster movie with the bomb.
No.
Okay. Look, if you take the actress, I promise I'll read your proposal. Today, signed and approved.
Promise as in promise, not, oh, it's here somewhere, I'll read it later, maybe.
I lock myself in the office this afternoon.
Fine, deal.
What's the other coffee for?
Jack gives a coffee to Tara.
For me? That could be nice to my F1 once in a while.
Johnny watches Jack pass in amazement.
I have to give her 360 feedback.
Ah. She's obviously hoping her little mentee doesn't give her the same treatment she gives the F1s.
Or maybe she actually likes me.
Don't be silly. She doesn't like anyone. You've got her worried.
You should savour the moment.
He dunks a dipstick in Tara's coffee.
Just checking for poison.
Yes, love. The room's fine. Well, similar to that place we stayed at in Leicester. No, I won't touch the minibar. OK. See you tomorrow. Bye now.
I'll attach you to a drip, Barry.
That was the wife. She thinks about a works conference. I make car parts. Right, petrol-head I am. Do you think they'll keep me in overnight? Well, I don't mind if they do.
Depends on your x-rays.
Really? Well, not even to be on the safe side?
No, why?
It's because of the wife, really. If she finds out I've had an accident today, well, she'll suss I've been lying. But trust me, that won't be good for her.
Of your wife?
Yeah. So if you can wrangle it that I can stay over, it'll be best for everyone.
How'd you work that one out then, Barry?
Well, tomorrow I can pretend I crashed the car on the way home on the motorway. Should be none the wiser.
Let's just wait and see what your test results show, OK?
I just don't get it. According to his notes, they had him on omeprazole for 4 weeks.
4?
Yeah, since they first had him diagnosed. But this is his original prison scale. Seems to have got bigger, not smaller. Could it get larger? The treatment would have reduced it, surely. Could hunger strike it make it that much worse?
No. But anti-inflammatories would. Overdose. NSAIDs, accidental, been self-medicating. 2 weeks ago. That would exacerbate things considerably.
He must have snuck them in. Control of the pain.
Well, he certainly picked the wrong painkiller.
Excuse me. This is the general surgery ward.
Sure is. You looking for someone?
His solicitor said he was here.
You're here for Stuart Belling?
Yeah, I'm his next of kin.
Eddie's clearing a name off the bed allocation screen.
Don't cross out the rookie builder, will you?
Why?
Because he hasn't gone. He's still there. Feeling dizzy. Turns out he's anemic.
What's her problem? The backlog's clearing, isn't it? Well, look at that. Damage to the temporal and frontal lobes, low density here, see?
Are those polymers?
Yeah. No blood or fluid, though, means it's old. Damn. Of course.
What?
It's Broca's aphasia. I've never come across it before.
What's that?
This is the Broca's area. It controls language, speech. But when it's damaged, it's like having words on the tip of your tongue. You can't quite string a sentence together.
Do you think it's related to her collapse?
Doubt it. It's probably something else. Bloods might tell us.
Poor Pamela.
You say that again. Poor Pamela's probably as sharp as a knife.
I'm going to have to hurry you. Our time's not in theatre is limited, you see.
Theatre?
Yeah, for the operation. He's been refusing to go until you got here. Visitor for Mr. Belling? I can be the adult accompany.
So he's not dying then?
No. Oh, after the operation, he should be fine.
I need to check your bag.
She opens her bag.
Okay.
Malik opens the door.
Hey, it's all right. Come through.
The mixed-race girl steps into the room and Belling sits up, his expression softening at seeing her.
Kelly?
Hello, Dad.
Pamela speaking to Eddie.
Yes. Aphasia. Car crash. 3 years ago. Me, barrister. Before.
Really, you're a barrister?
Learning. Exams. Again.
Your blood results were all looking good, Pamela. Your glucose levels were a little low, which would account for the fainting fit, but other than that, you're fit to go. We'll make an appointment for you with the endocrinologist. I'd suggest a sweet tea before you leave, okay? Get those glucose levels up. Eddie can sort that for you.
You've grown. I still think you're like the photo I got. Stupid, innit?
Would you like to sit down?
Of course, yeah. Where's my manners?
Malik gives them some space and Kelly takes a seat. Belling gazes lovingly at her as she fidgets uncomfortably.
So our school, what are you working on? Sounds good, yeah?
Yeah.
She avoids eye contact.
Got a boyfriend? Sorry, that's...
I was told you was dying.
Well, Emil, that's for sure. I'm going under the knife. I've got an ulcer in... Look, you come in here, I appreciate it. No, it's not easy. I hoped you'd want to see me one day, though. Hear my side of things.
And what's there to know? Can't do this.
Kelly, come back, please.
Malik chases after her.
Oh, Kelly. Hey,
they
okay?
Made out like he was dying.
Who did?
His solicitors. This is all a game. What am I doing here?
Oh, look, he's not faking his ulcer, that's real.
And how did he get it? Hunger strike, making himself ill. It's all to get me to meet him. It's like blackmail.
So it's not for an appeal?
He beat my mother to death with a baseball bat. Plead guilty. There's no appeal.
Malik looks shocked.
Here you go, Barry. Three sugars.
Oh, thanks. It's just the ticket. See, staying overnight's the best-case scenario. If I can't, then I'll have to go home.
And?
I promised her I'd give it up.
Sorry, give what up?
Rallycross. My passion. Can earn good money if you get a sponsor. I was doing well till that stupid Citroën cut across me. If I can just once come home a winner, she'll see it's not a waste of time. Well, you there?
Sorry, Barry, give me a minute. Does it hurt, a hot drink?
Bitten.
When did you bite your tongue, Pamela? Was it earlier when you collapsed?
Barry, the brace can come off. No broken bones, no displaced vertebrae.
Right, okay. I don't have to go yet, though, do I?
Max, can I have a word, please?
Yeah, shoot.
In private.
Belling struggles to get free.
I know you can hear me out there. Okay. Did you catch her before she went?
No, I didn't. I need to check you over before theatre.
But she came. It's a good sign.
All this protest, this hunger strike, it was all just to get her in here, wasn't it?
Did I say any different?
And the painkillers you took? It wasn't accidental, was it? You deliberately made yourself ill just to get in here.
Nick's no place to meet your daughter.
She thought you were dying.
How else am I meant to get to see her?
Better ways than blackmail, surely.
Belling's eyes follow Malik around the room.
Is that what she said, blackmail?
Yeah, it is.
So you did speak to her?
Malik falters.
Yeah. And she told me what you did too.
So now you know bloody everything.
Malik holds his stare.
Everything I want to know, Mr. Belling. We'll get you prepped for theatre in 10 minutes. I'll operate, then you're gone. Free to starve yourself to death. I'm sure you won't be missed.
Don't get my consent anymore.
Belling sinks back into his pillow, upset. Tara speaking to Annabelle.
Your next of kin doesn't have to be a relative.
Oh, well, Matthew, my agent, I suppose. He should be here in a minute, though. He promised to come. He'll give you his details then. Yep.
Right. Mrs. Casey, you have our kappa, correct?
Yes, I've had it since birth, apparently. Never a symptom till I was 63. And it's Miss Casey, actually.
Yes, well, I'm here to sort it for you. As I'm sure you've been told, your scans show that the left coronary artery is dilated.
Sorry?
There's really no need to be sorry. Nurse, actually, can you organise an ECG, an echo, some pre-op bloods and the usual FBCs and E's?
No, I mean, sorry, who are you?
I'm your surgeon, Jack Naylor, cardiothoracic consultant.
Ah, no. Now, at first I had a lovely but very pregnant lady, and then I met a man with a beard. He was going to do it.
And now you have me.
This isn't past the parcel.
Well, it does seem to be today. So, I'll be reattaching your artery to the main aorta. It's very routine.
Maybe for you, love, but not for me. No. I want the man with the beard back. At least he looks the part. You look like you sell beauty products.
Tara chuckles until Jack shoots her a look.
Well, I've taken the day off from giving makeovers to perform major heart surgery.
Sweetheart, I've made tougher people than you cry. Now, I want the magician, not the assistant.
Others here may perform tricks. I perform miracles, so, sweetheart, it's showtime or home time. You decide.
A bit of tongue disorientation, frontal lobe damage.
OK. I'll speak to her. And well done on spotting it.
Thanks.
Come on, we were a little worried about you. Eddie here thinks you may have had an epileptic fit.
No. Fainting, not fit. I'm good.
Well, I'd like to give you an EEG. Test the electrical activity in your brain.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. That'll just help us rule some things out.
OK. We'll get that organised.
Barry's rubbing his shoulder.
Yes. What did he say? Can I stay?
No, you can't.
But
you have to go home, I'm afraid. Barry.
I'm serious. I'm in pain here.
Eddie raises her eyebrows.
An artist's temperament, maybe?
She doesn't want me, Elliot. She wants a man with a beard. You have a beard, she's yours.
What about all this all for one and one for all? We shook on it.
Yes, that was before I found out that she was a bulldog in lipstick.
Jack, tell me you didn't upset her on purpose so you wouldn't have to take her on.
No, it's just a natural talent I have. Anyway, she started it.
Ready? Patient's been prepped.
Enduring theatre. Look, what if I have a quick word with her, see if I can't smooth out this misunderstanding?
Be my guest.
Why can't it ever be simple?
Jack spots Tara making notes. Having examined Barry, Max approaches Eddie.
Well, I can't see any obvious problems.
No, I think he's faking it. Wants to stay over, doesn't want to go home, avoid a domestic. I was just about to discharge him.
All right, well, let's give him a stay of execution. Get an X-ray on the upper arm and shoulder. See if there's a fracture somewhere.
OK, but I need to clear some of these beds first.
Eddie glances at the bed allocation screen, then walks over to one of Chrissy's patients.
This is my patient?
She looks healthy enough to be discharged.
She's elderly and I need Sasha to do last checks before she goes.
That isn't what we agreed to, Chrissy. All the trolleys are backing up. We need to clear some beds again.
Well, then clear one of yours.
None of mine are ready to go yet.
Neither are mine. I'm not going to be rushed, Eddie.
Asthma bloke in bed 7's ready to rock. I thought we could put appendicitis woman in his place.
Ready to rock?
The patient in bed 7 is ready to be discharged, Senior Nurse McKee. Is that better? Who peed in her cornflakes?
Max. Sorry, on this ward, we are respectful to patients and staff at all times. OK?
Of course. Whatever you say.
Sasha moves away.
Sasha is Chris's partner.
Really? I can see I'm going to need a debrief on who's doing it with who around here. Perhaps you could do it over a drink.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I just don't.
So, it's either that or, I'm afraid we'll have to find you another day when I am available.
No, that is not possible. I'm coming out of retirement. This is an important time for me. A so-called up-and-coming writer has got a new play on at the Old Vic. Anyway, his people called my agent. So you see.
Sorry, see what?
Well, the lead. It's perfect for me. So I have to be fully recovered before the time rehearsals start. Illness is not an excuse in my profession. Besides, you did promise.
Well, in that case, Ms. Naylor is definitely your best choice. She is an exceptional surgeon, in some ways superior to me in the field of congenital heart conditions.
She's a child. I will not be fobbed off with the apprentice.
Well, yes, you see, in my profession, you tend to have to be highly skilled to do what I do. Real talent. You can't just stroll up to the director and smile.
I am not having that skinny, rude girl anywhere near me. Now, you promise me that you would do this operation today. If that doesn't happen, I shall hold you personally responsible for ruining my return to the stage. Understood?
Jack rolls her eyes.
The EEG doesn't lie, it is all pointing to epilepsy. It's probably caused by the damage already present, but we'll refer you to neurology. They've got all the gizmos to assess you properly up there, okay?
I mean, we know it's a lot to take in, but they can find out what's really going on. It doesn't have to be today. We can always reschedule the appointment so it works better for you. Okay. Well, now we just need a contact number so someone can come and pick you up and then you're free to go.
No.
Pamela, we don't know how regular these fits are going to be, and if you have one on the way back, that could be really dangerous. Surely there must be someone I can contact for you.
Memory. No. Numbers.
All right, well, it's not a problem. I mean, I can just look on the system. There might be some next of kin details from your car accident.
Pamela leans back, looking frustrated with herself. Max approaches Eddie at the nurse's station.
Sorry I offended you when I asked you out for a drink.
You didn't. I just don't. With colleagues. I've been there and done that.
That? What have you done exactly?
Michael.
Oh, no need to name names.
No, Michael Spence has seen Pamela. She was admitted to ED 3 weeks ago. This isn't the first time she's collapsed. She's already had a referral to neurology.
So why isn't she gone?
They look over at Pamela.
If he doesn't want it, then we send him back.
But he does. He's just upset about his daughter.
The deal is he complies fully. If not, it's goodbye.
Surely that's like failing in our duty.
It's not your job to hold his hand and coax him into theatre, Malik.
It's not our job to give up that easily either. There's always the mental health route.
What, get him psych assessed?
If he's deemed unfit, you can get him sectioned, override consent.
But he's not mentally ill.
He's been hunger striking, hasn't he? Sustained lack of nutrition can affect decision making, lead to depression. How do you know he isn't affected?
Hours of form filling. Waste of time and resources. And will he thank you for it? He says it's not what he wants.
Your patient, your call.
A nurse swings open a door.
Mr. Malik!
Hey, you need some pain relief. 10 milligrams of morphine and a cannula tray.
You send me back.
I'm going to put a cannula back in, Stuart, okay? You can argue with me later. I'm struggling.
As Malik attempts to insert the cannula, he notices a series of scars on Belling's arm.
Mementos from your skinhead days?
What makes you think I was a skinhead?
Call it a hunch.
I was young. Did some stupid things, but never a skinhead. Scars are from defending myself.
In prison.
Malik injects the morphine.
No. From a wife.
Malik's surprised. Eddie shows Pamela the referral letter.
Busy.
With what?
Learning.
Law exams. Mm-hmm. Even so, Pamela, it's really important that you get properly assessed. And if you do have epilepsy, you're going to need treatment and someone to take care of you. And I don't believe that you don't know any numbers.
Sister. Denise. I can't. You talk.
Okay.
Barry's still rubbing his shoulder.
Oh, Barry, need that bed.
Still hurts.
Barry, we have x-rayed your entire arm and your shoulder. No fractures, no ligature damage, nothing. You're going to need to face the music, yeah?
She turns to Chrissy.
Chrissy? Barry Davidson in bed one is ready to go. Pamela in bed four is just about to be. Although she needs a chaperone to pick her up still. Max. Barry Davidson.
What about him?
I'm just about to discharge him. Is that okay? I mean, any final checks?
Look, I'm due in theatre. But you know what you're doing. It's your call.
Eddie smiles to herself. Malik's looking at Belling's notes in the Keller Ward nurse's station. He puts them down, then types Stuart Belling into the hospital database. A file pops up, then Malik makes a phone call.
Hey, it's Anton Malik, GS Registrar, Holby City. I'm looking for some old hospital records. And Mr. Stuart Belling. He's a patient of mine.
A fax comes through detailing Belling's previous injuries. A line at the bottom reads, spouse has personality disorder, no further action taken. Malik files it, looking disturbed. Eddie's with Pamela.
No one's trying to take your independence away, but she's your sister. She has room for you. You have your own space.
Have house. Don't need. When barrister, you, she, all leave me alone.
What if that doesn't happen? What if that can't happen?
All I have.
Pamela weeps as she packs her books away.
Deep down, I think you know that can't happen, Pamela.
Pamela puts on her jacket, takes her bag of books, and prepares to leave.
Plus, someone else.
Your sister isn't here yet. You can't go anywhere.
Eddie, what's going on?
Pamela, please listen to me, okay? Listen. Pamela?
Pamela starts to fit.
Pamela?
Is it true that your wife attacked you?
Many times.
Why didn't you tell anyone about her mental history?
Because I let her down. Lost my temper. I can't forgive myself for that.
So you just pleaded guilty?
I was guilty. I let her down.
Does Kelly know this?
They won't let me see her to explain. The in-laws. They get that way. Inside's a card, my solicitor. I need to pass a message on him. Call him. Tell him to tell her. Tell Kelly. I'm sorry. I always loved the mum. And I'll always love her. I'm happy to die. She just says that.
Belling's head rolls limply to one side.
Oh, I'm afraid they're right. You can't take your mobile into theatre with you.
Oh, but I'm expecting an important phone call, the one I told you about.
OK, well, why don't I look after it for you?
And you could pretend to be my assistant if it rings.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to pick
it
up.
Bless you, darling. You don't know what this means to me. Oh,
but we shook hands.
There's no way I'll have time to read it now.
But what happened to comrades and all that?
Yes, exactly. Brothers in arms, not sisters doing it for themselves. You didn't keep your part of the deal.
Well, it's not my fault that the patient's unhinged.
Jack, if you'd had the slightest intention of helping me out, you would have held that tongue of yours.
She deserved it.
Yes, but I didn't. I asked you just this once for a favour.
And I asked you for a favour, but you were too busy showering Mother Courage with kumquats.
And why is that, do you think? Why does she get a fruit basket from the whole department?
Because she needs her five a day.
Because she will go out of her way for anyone, proud to be part of this team, mentor her juniors rather than terrify them.
Oh, well, bully for her. Just because I don't go in for this team spirit stuff, and this group hugs, why should I be penalised for
you
it?
You seem to think you owe nothing to anyone, that you can just opt out, fly solo when it suits, an I'm all right Jack attitude. Well, it's not all right, Jack. And if you think that I would prioritise a favour to Mo over you, well, quite frankly, you're not wrong.
Jack looks hurt.
You okay? Well, good, you're not okay, are you? Talk to me.
I'm fine, just leave it.
She maintains her impassive facade until the door closes, then her true, painful feelings show. Rick hands Malik a note.
Here's his mobile number. Mr. Fielding, the site consultant. I told him you might get in touch. You are going to get in touch, aren't you?
It's not as simple as that.
Malik holds the psych consultant's number and the solicitor's business card and contemplates the two. Pamela's recovering after her fit.
It's all right. It's okay, Pamela. You're safe. You had a seizure. But you must go for that assessment. I am serious now. You cannot ignore this. It is not going to go away.
I always, like, child, patient, life. It's over.
No, it's not, Pamela. Okay, life is, it's different. It's not the one you expected. I mean, it has limitations, but it's not over. You have a family that love you. You know, they want to help you out. They want to take care of you. They were too proud to accept that.
Have you seen Max?
No. Barry Davison collapsed. Coughing fit, couldn't breathe properly.
Sasha uses his stethoscope on Barry's chest and examines his abdomen.
Abdomen's tender and rigid. Right, theatre now, please. Thank you.
Eddie looks full of regret as Barry's wheeled past. Elliot's operating on Annabelle.
She demands the utmost loyalty and doesn't show any herself. Getting tired of it. Cardioplegic suture, please. Hang on. Look at this stump. I've never seen one so small. Okay, hold the cold solution.
What are you thinking?
This is rare, very rare. And there's a certain someone who's dealt with this more recently than I have.
Back up from me? Well, that'd be like doing you a favour, being nice.
Look, I admit, it's not all entirely your fault. Annabelle Casey isn't an easy one.
Does that mean you're going to read and approve my proposal today?
Okay. Are you coming or not?
I'll be there in two ticks, comrade.
Thank you.
Elliot's embarrassed. Sasha's examining Barry.
He's clear.
Eddie comes in.
I can't find Max anywhere. He'd been complaining of shoulder pain. That's it. Nothing about his chest, Sasha, nothing.
Did you scan him?
X-rayed. Abdominal, arm and shoulder.
OK, I'm in. It's referred pain, Eddie. Down the intercostal nerves, hernia in the diaphragm. He needed a CT.
He should never have been discharged.
Right, let's do a fast scan in theatre, OK?
Malik's anxiously pacing around outside. A black cab pulls up with Kelly in the back. Malik pays the driver. Then Kelly winds down the window, but she doesn't look at him.
Right, keep the change.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming back. I know this isn't easy.
Just tell me why I'm here.
He's refusing treatment, but I'll explain more on the way up, right?
No. Can we go?
No, please. Please, Kelly, wait. Wait, please stop, Kelly!
The taxi drives off, and Malik puts his hands on his head in despair. He's about to go inside when the taxi does a U-turn and comes back. Malik forces the driver to stop.
Whoa! Stop, please!
Please.
What are you doing, pal?
Oh, Kelly, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, I promise. You don't even have to speak to him. He just needs to see that you're here so we can get him into theatre. Then you can go. But I need you to come in with me. Because if you don't, I think this time he really is going to die.
Jack's assisting Elliot in theatre.
The epicardium sheet is too weak, in my opinion.
Yes, mine too.
Right, so a graft it is?
That's the way I'd go.
Good, right. Thank you, Miss Naylor. Let you get on with your day now.
Well, I could start harvesting the mammary artery if you like.
I've agreed to read your proposal. There's no reason for you to stay.
But you're up against it, aren't you? It'll be quicker if I help.
I wouldn't want to force you into helping anyone.
Elliot. Okay. I get it. You're right. I do feel a little... Well, you know. Like I should stay. If you'll have me, I want to help.
Was that an apology?
It's the closest to one you're going to get.
Okay, thank you. Ness, could you pass the diathermium and clamps to Ms. Naylor, please?
Tara is observing.
Anyway, besides that, I'll provide you with a bit more time, Elliot. I know how slowly you read.
Annabelle's phone rings and Tara answers it.
Hello, Annabelle Casey's office?
Once I get his consent, that's it. As long as he thinks you're here waiting for him to come out, right?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Belling's bleeding.
Oh, my God, is he dead?
No, he's also burst.
You're going to help him, though, yeah? It doesn't matter that he said no, does it? Does it?
OK, Theatre One, right now. Can I get these handcuffs off? Look, how far do you think it's going to get? Come on, people, hurry up. Can we pace the uncle anaesthetist? Come, guys, move it.
Belling's rushed out.
I'm going to try and save him, Kelly. I promise.
Kelly finds Belling's notes lying on the floor, having slipped off the bed. Malik spots her looking at it and waits a few moments before interrupting.
Wait for me in the staff room. I'll come and find you after.
Okay.
He leaves her alone with the notes. Max casually strolls back into the AAU.
Where have you been?
Oh, a bit some fresh air. I haven't found the shortcut back through the woods yet.
It's gone more than 40 minutes.
Really? Sorry. It's like a maze. I got totally lost. Is there a problem?
Sorry, I got way late. Diaphragmatic hernia. I'm just feeling the intestine back through.
What can I do?
Well, you can prepare the Gore-Tex patch for me. And then you can tell me why this went undiagnosed.
You think this was my fault?
I lay the blame squarely with you. Yes.
Hang on, this was Eddie's call. This was nothing to do with me.
You sure? Because I've never known him make a mistake like that before.
Look, Eddie's a very capable nurse, but she'd been so keen to get these beds cleared. I suggested she wait until I came out of theatre. She didn't. She took the decision to discharge on her own.
Sasha looks unsure. Malik's operating.
Okay. Was retracted. Suction here, please.
What are you doing? I've got a patient about to be anaesthetised and shipped in here.
Couldn't be helped. Sorry. This was too big to be messing about looking around for a spare theatre, okay?
It's perforated, I take it?
Yeah.
Congratulations on getting him to see sense. No need for a psych consult, then?
No.
So, what are your thoughts? How are you going to proceed?
I was going to patch.
No. Perforation's way too big for a patch.
Okay. That only leaves a partial gastrectomy.
Now you're thinking.
But he won't be able to eat solids for months.
He wasn't anyway, was he? Mask.
Wait, what are you doing?
You're going to convert to open, aren't you? And you've gone through all that trouble to get him to consent. I'm not going to let you balls it up now. Off you go.
Malik's hesitant.
Scalpel, please, nurse.
Despite not being quite what we expected to find, with the expert help of the skinny, rude girl. We managed to pull you through.
Well, I suppose I owe you a thank you.
My pleasure.
A bouquet.
Oh.
Annabelle thought they were for her, but they're for somebody else.
Is there any news from my agent?
I don't think so.
Jack goes to see Tara.
You got her ladyship's phone?
Oh, yeah. I took a message on it, but I don't know how to word it.
Why don't you just tell her?
Because she might shoot the messenger.
Come on then, tell me and I'll do it.
Really?
Yes, really. So out with it quick before my niceness wears off.
Now, Eddie, you know we all adore you, don't you?
But
you've got to take your foot off the gas. And you should have waited to discharge that patient.
It was a difficult call. It could have happened to anyone.
Yeah, it could have happened to anyone, but Eddie, you made it your responsibility.
Sasha checks his pager.
It's all right to ask for help, okay?
Sasha heads out. Then Eddie emerges from the office, looking alone and disheartened. She wanders over to an empty bed, where one of Pamela's law books has been left behind.
Chrissy? Where's Pamela?
Her sister came to get her. She must have forgotten that.
Maybe.
Malik and Serena are out of theatre.
Mind you, you make a habit of nicking my theatre slots, Mr. Malik.
I've got this.
Yeah. What did he do?
Stuart, your ulcer burst. It would have killed you.
Told you, though. I didn't want it.
We've got your signed consent, Mr. Belling.
Serena clocks Malik's guilty face.
You told me we'd got it.
It was an emergency. We saved his life.
I got rights, you know.
Look, he doesn't need the cuffs, all right?
Malik, let the man do his job. Come on.
I sue you all for this.
This feels all too familiar.
He doesn't want to die.
You can't remove half a man's stomach without his say-so. It's tantamount to assault.
You didn't get a psych assessment. I gave you the number. Look, what were you thinking? All right, look. I'll explain. It's all right.
It's all been about his daughter, the refusal of treatment, everything. So I contacted her.
You what?
It was part of the process to get consent. Once he knows she's here, he'll feel differently. I know he will.
The family room is empty.
You should have dealt with this case.
Malik, you told me you could handle this.
I have handled it.
Yeah, badly.
All right, look, stop, please. I'll speak to him. I'll smooth this over, all right?
Yeah, because you've been such a success at influencing him so far.
Give me 10 minutes with him. 10, that's all I ask. If I can't change his mind, then I'll write the resignation letter myself. And then you can throw the book at me.
It's just a glorified walk-on. Not quite the comeback I was expecting.
Well, at least you're back.
That serves me right. My reputation still precedes me. Can't outgrow that, it seems. Thank you for telling me. That was a very brave thing to do.
Well, I've delivered worse news to people.
I got you wrong. You're rude, but you're upfront, no frills, honest. I like that.
Yes, well, apparently I should show that I have a soft side. Play nicely with the other children.
Bit of advice from one sharp tongue to another. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Sometimes they're your only friends.
Jack manages a smile.
I can't believe you did that for me.
Just taking one for the team, Tara. Maybe you can write that in your book instead of all of that flack.
Flack? I'm writing notes on, like, how you don't let anyone give you grief. I want to learn how you do it, you know, take command like that. I think it's brilliant.
Well, good. Yes. How's your work?
Jack quietly enjoys the praise, but tries not to show it. Malik goes to see Belling.
You bastard, I trusted you.
Stuart, I can explain.
Nothing to explain, you lied.
Actually, I did what you asked. About Kelly.
What do you mean?
Kelly steps into the room with Belling's notes.
Sorry I took it. Probably shouldn't have, but glad I did.
You came back.
You nearly died. Didn't want you to.
Belling reaches out to Kelly.
No, he'll be fine.
Belling smiles as she sits down, and Malik gives a satisfied nod. Max and Eddie.
Hey, how'd it go with Sasha?
Exactly, did you say to him?
Well, funny that it was a tricky call. A mistake anyone could have made. I defended you totally. I think Chrissy's been bending his ear. Mm. Hey, you win some, you lose some. Don't take it all so seriously.
Like you, me.
It's the only way to survive. So, I still can't tempt you to that drink, then? It's the least I can do after the day you've had. Purely professional, of course.
Maybe.
Come on, Nurse McKee. Break a rule.
Okay.
Not sure what I think about that.
Some girls never learn. I never did.
Thank God.
Sasha puts his arm around Chrissy as they head out together. Jack crosses paths with Elliot and skips enthusiastically to his side.
This is great.
So are we on then?
Of course. I'm sure Hanson will go for it. Really persuasive piece of work. Why can't you be this charming all the time?
Oh, come on. You wouldn't have me any other way, admit it.
I certainly couldn't function without you.
Thank you.
Well, somebody's cheered up. So, where are we going?
For what?
There are drinks with our names on them.
How about we just skip the drinks?
Johnny eagerly follows her. Kelly's talking to Belling, and Malik's watching them through the window. Malik turns away with a self-satisfied smile. Rick and Serena are waiting for him near the nurse's station.
Skin of your teeth, Malik.
Come on. He dropped the complaint, got the op. What more do you want?
Your job was on the line. Again. Do you listen to nothing we say?
Hang on a minute. If I'd listened to you, he would have been sent back to rot. And if I would have taken your advice, he probably would have died waiting for the red tape to clear. So yeah, I get involved. But I still get the right result.
They look at him with utter astonishment.
Was that a tantrum?
Actually, I think you'll find that's us told.
Malik walks confidently away.